Gunga Din by Rudyard Kipling, the beastie or water carrier for the British soldiers in India, are so faithful in performing their duties that the soldiers often become tremendously attached to them. You may talk of gin and beer when you're quartered safe out here and you're sent to penny fights and altar shot it, but when it comes to slaughter, you'll do your work on water and you'll lick the blooming boots of him that's got it. Now in India's sunny clime, where I used to spend me time a servant of Her Majesty the Queen, of all them black-faced crew, the finest man I knew was our regimental beastie, Gunga Din. It was Dean, 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 your limpin' lump of brick dust, Gunga Din. Hi, Slippy, hither ale, water, get it, Panileo, you squidgy-nosed old idol, Gunga Din. The uniform he wore was nothing much before, and rather less than half of that behind. For a twisty piece of rag and a goatskin water bag was all the field equipment he could find. When the sweating troop train lay in a siding through the day, where the heat would make your blooming eyebrows crawl, we shouted, "Hurry by!" till our throats were bricky dry. Then we whopped him, cause he couldn't serve us all. It was Dean, 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 you eat and where the mischief have you been? You put some jaldi in it, or I'll marrow you this minute, if you don't fill up my helmet, Gunga Din. He would dot and carry one till the longest day was done, and he didn't seem to know the use of fear. If we charged or broke or cut, you could bet your bloomin' nut he'd be waiting 50 paces right flank rear. With his mussick on his back, he would skip with our attack and watch us till the bugles made retire. And for all his dirty eyes, he was white, clear white inside, when he went to tend the wounded under fire. It was Dean, 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 with the bullets kicking dust spots on the green. When the cartridges ran out, you could hear the front file shout, "Hi! Ammunition mules and Gunga Din!" I shan't forget the night when I dropped behind the fight with a bullet where my belt plate should have been. I was choking mad with thirst, and the man that spied me first was our good old grinning, grunting Gunga Din. He lifted up me head, and he plugged me where I bled, and he gave me half a pint of water, green. It was crawling, and it stunk, but of all the drinks I've drunk, I'm gratefulest to one from Gunga Din. It was Dean, Dean, Dean. He has a beggar with a bullet through his spleen. He's chawing up the ground, and he's kicking all around. For God's sake, get the water, Gunga Din. He carried me away to where a dolly lay, and a bullet come and drilled the beggar clean. He put me safe inside, and just before he died, "I hope you liked your drink," says Gunga Din. So I'll meet him later on in the place where he is gone, where it's always double drill and no canteen. He'll be squatting on the coals, giving drink to poor damned souls, and I'll get a swig in hell from Gunga Din. Yes, Dean, 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 your Lazarus and leather, Gunga Din. Though I've belted you and flayed you by the living God that made you, you're a better man than I am, Gunga Din.